Guys, I'm really excited about our interview tonight. I have got Reggie Graff here with us. Reggie, say hi.
How we doing?
Reggie, tell us a little bit about you.
So I was born here in St. George, went to Dixie High School. I play a lot of sports, played baseball and football in high school. Sports or competitiveness is like my life, so I love it. And now, obviously, I went on a mission for 2 years to Texas, San Antonio.
Oh, I was going to ask what part. San Antonio, okay. Yeah. I love Texas.
Yeah. And then came back, obviously came here, and now I'm playing football here at the University of Utah Tech.
Very cool. So we've had a couple, Ryan Linehan, you know him?
Yes.
Okay, love very Ryan. Cool. Yeah, he's a good guy. Okay, fantastic. That's awesome. Well, good. How long have you been playing? What are you, sophomore, junior? What?
I'll be a redshirt freshman. So this last year was my first year.
Okay.
I redshirted, so I didn't play. So this year will be my first year of eligibility.
Very cool. So very awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm excited to have your story and yeah. But we always like to play games. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Now, our listeners actually can't see this, but you came prepared today. I
absolutely, yeah. When I heard that there was going to be a little game, I made sure I was prepared to do it right.
I can tell he's competitive. This is going to be good. So we've done something we haven't done in a long time. We haven't played this game in a very long time. I think I've only played this with one other person. We're going to have a little dad joke competition. Okay.
Sure. Okay.
And he's written stuff down, so this is going to be good. Okay.
Don't want to mess him up.
No, you can't. Do you want to go first or last?
I'll go last. I want to hear
you. You go last? Okay. Well, I'm going to give one, and then you're going to give one. Okay. Here we go. So today I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's. His parents weren't very happy about it.
Oh, my goodness.
That was dumb. All right. Let's see what you got, Reggie.
Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
I don't know.
In case they get a hole in one.
That's going to be good. Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. I'm
a golfer. Yeah. I get the reference.
Do you golf?
I love golfing.
Okay. I'm bad at it, but I love to golf as well. Why in church do you think we say amen instead of a woman?
Why?
Well, because we've got hymns, not hers.
That was a good one. Okay. That was a good one.
All right. So dumb. Okay, go ahead.
What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing. It just waved.
Oh, I should have got that one.
I'm sure all of them were like,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. I'm like, come on, Coder, pick it up. This is kind of embarrassing, but I was at the airport recently and I passed out on the baggage carousel. It's okay. I slowly came around.
Came back to it.
I did. Okay. You got one more?
One more.
Okay.
Yeah. I like this one. You know, when people ask me if I got a haircut, I say, no, I got them all cut.
You know what's embarrassing about that joke? I say that every single time. No,
it's such a dad thing. That's why I chose it, to be honest.
I love it. That's pretty good. Okay. I think you win. I think you win. That was pretty good, Reggie. Thank you, man. Well, Reggie, thanks again for being here. And it's called the Come and Belong podcast because we just are curious, as a Division I athlete and as a young single adult and as a member of the church, we just want to hear your story. How have you come to the Savior and really just found a sense of belonging in Him and in His church and in this gospel? So I love it. Thank you. If I could maybe just start off with a question. It seems like a lot of people are struggling, and I'm just wondering if you have any advice for our young single adults out there, how you get through hard times in a difficult world.
Yeah. The first thing that comes to my mind is a scripture, and I think it's in Matthew, that talks about, you know, seek ye, the kingdom of God first, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, as we prioritize, and as I've prioritized Jesus Christ in my life, living His gospel, living the commandments, my covenants. I've seen that I have a better vision of where I want to be. I know who I am. And I think that's such a huge part of my life, is when I can, you know, slow down and look back on, you know, what life is really about. You know, it helps me make better decisions. It helps me, you know, resist temptation. And just do the right thing, because there's so many different things out there that you can be doing. And when you can choose the Savior and His gospel and his church, life's just going to be happy or better.
Yeah, better. Yeah, because it's not always happy, huh?
Yeah,
yeah.
There's happy times.
So you use that phrase prioritize, and let me ask you, how do you do that? Because I know you're busy. I mean, like, we've tried to schedule this interview for a couple weeks, and like, you're just so busy. And thank you, by the way, for being here again. But like, how do you do that? How do you prioritize a busy, busy life and make Christ a priority in it? What does that look like for you?
Yeah, the kingdom of God is a house of order, and I think being orderly has helped me a lot. First thing that comes to my mind is I plan out my week. I'm always making sure that I get all the things I need to get done and leave time for the Savior.
Is that something you sit down like once a week and do, or
sometimes
when do you plan out your week?
Sometimes on Sunday, or if it's just like, throughout the day, things come up, I put it in my calendar and knowing what I do. And then to go along with that, I've, at the beginning of the year, I set some goals that I wanted to, read my scriptures every day. I wanted to pray every day, and keep the Sabbath day holy, spend that day solely on family and the church, and try not to do other things, homework or football, whatever it is. So I think those are some of those things that have helped me, really prioritize it. And the main thing is I want to do those things. And I've always felt good reading my scriptures.
Right.
I've always felt good, praying to my Heavenly Father. And it's something that I want to do. And it's easy to do something when you want it.
Right.
And so, having those goals at the beginning of the year, I'm like, those are things I wanted to do. And now it makes it easier to do them every day and spend that time, that I need to, even though I have a busier schedule with football and
right.
school and social life, whatever it is.
Right.
But that's probably those two things are probably my biggest things that helped me.
Okay. Has football made it more difficult, would you say? I mean, I know you've always probably been doing sports, and so it's probably something, whatever, but what's been the change as you've come into a college atmosphere like for you? Like, what's been the toughest thing about schedules?
I don't know. I felt like the school part of college, it was a little bit more flexible. But the football part is a little bit more taxing. And so it's kind of evened out, honestly.
Okay.
But I think with football, I've seen just the difference. There's some of the other guys, obviously, on the team that are members, but obviously there's a lot that are not. And you see the difference in cultures, the difference in lifestyles that you have. And so it's almost made it easier, being around those guys, and I see, maybe what paths are going down or what paths they've been down or coming back, makes it easier for me to say, hey, I want to prioritize, the church of Jesus Christ, because it's, something that's going to
you just kind of see the
joy.
The fruits of it are like, okay,
exactly.
This is what I want and this is what I don't want.
Exactly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What advice would you have for people who, I don't know how to ask this, like, what are normal and natural ways that you have found to be yourself as a disciple around people who maybe haven't chosen the same path as you? Did that make any sense, or do I need to rephrase that?
I think I might get it.
How do you maintain your discipleship around people maybe who aren't?
Yeah.
Was that a bad question?
No, sorry. It's a good one. And I think, first off, I try to surround myself around people that are also disciples of Jesus Christ. But with those people that, maybe aren't, or, the spiritual people, I don't know, whatever you're trying to say, but I still do, what I think is right and what God wants me to do, no matter who I'm around. Because in the end, it's not really what they care about. It's not what the world says. It's what, Christ says at judgment day. And it's, I try not to think about what other people are thinking of me. And so I still try to live my life in a way that, Christ would be happy with.
I love that. It's a hard thing to do, because wanting to please other people that's a temptation for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right?
And with some of it, like maybe on the football team, some people may think I'm weird. I don't care. But, know, I think they understand that I am a member of the church and I am trying to follow Christ in all that I do.
That's cool.
And I think they respect that.
I was just going to ask that. Do you think that respect has come over time, or do you think was there ever a point when they were kind of, I don't know, like testing you, pushing the limits to see?
Definitely when I first got back last summer. I don't want you to tell on anybody. No. Okay. When I first got back in the summer.
From your mission?
From my mission, okay. Yes. I mean, I definitely was kind of poked at a little bit, and obviously you're weird, I guess, when you get home from missions. Right. So I got poked at, but it was never anything crazy. Cool. I think the team has enough returned missionaries, the coach is a bishop. I think people understand. Like, hey, this is, you know, our culture here, and they understand it, respect it.
I really do respect the football team, especially. Just, I've had a few students who've been on the team, and they say that kind of the similar things. If people are just respectful, you know, they get it, and that's awesome. Okay. Now, you had said at one point, you said, you know, you've always wanted to do the right thing, but you also shared with us that there was an experience you had on your mission where the atonement really made sense to you. Could you talk to that?
Yeah. I'd probably gotten through almost a year of my mission where I was kind of going through the motions. I hadn't really quite understood it or got it. And there was one day I was listening to a talk that talked about, you know, why did Jesus have to be crucified? Why did all this happen? And it kind of sparked a little something in my head. And so I asked my mission president, I was like, hey, is there any way you could do a training, or we could do something that we can focus on the atonement of Jesus Christ? And he replied back. He's like, I want you to come up with a study guide for us. And he handed me like
a
2-inch stack papers of talks and references and scriptures and everything that talks about the atonement. And he's like, go through this and pick out what you like, and we're going to put together a study guide for the mission. And that gave me weeks of just feasting.
In-depth study
of Jesus Christ and his atonement. And it changed my life. It changed my whole perspective on, you know, who I am, why Jesus Christ did what he did, and helped me really strengthen my testimony of him and his atonement. And now it's my favorite thing to talk about.
Of course, right? It's been said, everything else is an appendage, right?
Exactly.
The atonement's where it's at. That's awesome. Well, Reggie, what does your future look like? Where are we going from here? I mean, freshman. That's a big question to ask, but
I think right now I'm just trying to have fun with what I'm doing with football, with school, my callings. Hopefully my life is filled of callings and service in the church.
Love it.
And I think as well, you know, family, whenever that comes. But I think in the near future it's just, you know, sticking to what I'm doing right now. Just school, football, church,
one step
social
at a time,
life,
right?
All that stuff. And then, you know, all those things will come as my life goes on. But I don't really have any huge plans.
You know, you don't really have to have it figured out as long as you're on the right path, doing the right thing, right?
Hopefully.
Good. Well, Reggie, thank you. It has been a genuine pleasure. And I hope our listeners who are listening can just realize that where true popularity, where true power lies, it's right there in the atonement of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.